Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Thursday, August 4th. Today on Forbes, the world's highest paid golfers 2022. LIV Golf reshuffles top earners and sends pay soaring. The breakaway LIV Golf Tour, which is owned by Saudi Arabia's $620 billion in assets sovereign wealth fund, is many things. It's faster than the PGA Tour, with a 54-hole, or LIV in Roman numerals, format, played over 3 days. It's louder, with music blaring before tee-off. It's less frequent, with 1/6 as many events. But mostly, it's richer. LIV Golf is about money. Piles and piles of it. The government of Saudi Arabia is pumping an estimated $2.4 billion into LIV over the next couple of seasons to get the league off the ground, a big chunk of which is to lure top talent. In total, LIV has boosted the earnings of the 10 highest-paid golfers by an estimated $370 million since May, bringing their combined haul to a record $650 million. Bryson DeChambeau, who won the U.S. Open in 2020 as a 27-year-old and joined LIV in June, says, quote, "I wanted to be part of something from the ground up. The resources, the time, the rest, and then the enjoyment factor were why I was able to make that jump and wanted to make that jump." Sure, but it probably helps that he's likely getting north of $125 million as a guarantee from LIV, half of which Forbes estimates he received up front. That $62 million payment has propelled DeChambeau to number 3 among the world's highest-paid golfers, with total pre-tax earnings of $86 million over the past 12 months, and ranks him as the 11th highest-paid athlete on the planet, ahead of Tom Brady. The downside? No more PGA Tour, no more Players' Championships, and no more international competition in the Ryder Cup. Like all other PGA Tour defectors, DeChambeau had his membership suspended. But the Saudi-backed golfers should still be able to compete in the Masters and golf's 3 other majors, none of which are run by the PGA Tour. 2-time major winner Dustin Johnson, who finished tied for 6th at the British Open at St. Andrews last month, did even better than DeChambeau. The 38-year-old pro from South Carolina, who is married to Wayne Gretzky's daughter Paulina, pocketed $97 million in the last year, including an estimated $62 million signing bonus from LIV in May. The Saudi money makes Johnson the 5th highest paid athlete in the world. He says it was an easy choice, adding, quote, "Play less golf, play for more money. It just made sense." The biggest winner of all? Phil Mickelson. With 6 majors and 45 PGA Tour wins under his belt, the second most accomplished golfer of his generation was one of the first to voice support for the new tour. Back in February, he was vilified and took a subsequent break from playing after seeming to dismiss Saudi Arabia's human rights record in exchange for a, quote, "once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reshape how the PGA Tour operates." Several sponsors dropped him. But what does he care? LIV more than made up for it, guaranteeing Mickelson an estimated $200 million, half of which he likely got up front. In all, the 52-year-old pulled in $138 million in the past year, making him the world's highest-paid athlete in 2022, edging out soccer superstar Lionel Messi with $130 million. For full coverage, check out Justin Birnbaum's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.